Brett Hollander back with you here at the Under Armour Performance Center in Owings Mills, the Ravens facility. We're 1 week away from the 2015 NFL Draft in Chicago. With us again is Eric DaCosta, the Ravens assistant general manager. Eric, one thing I think has really changed with the scrutiny of the draft from the fans' perspective, and this is with all sports, and it actually bothers me a little bit, that fans want this instant gratification with everything, especially with young players completely changing their environment, their world, coming into the NFL. You look at Jimmy Smith, and I remember there were people who were saying that he has not lived up to expectations after being here for 12 months. And that's just not a fair assessment of anybody at the age of 21 or 22. I know that from your guys' standpoint, it's so important that you get the most of that rookie contract when they're cheaper and they're under club control. But to me, that's not necessarily a fair way to evaluate it. But how hard do you kind of want instant return, instant gratification on a pick?
Well, we feel that pressure, you know, and we understand, you know, the fans' frustrations when we bring guys in and they don't contribute right away. And saying that, though, we see a lot of our players, it takes them a year or two before they really develop into players. And as we grade players, we're not really grading players. I think fans would be surprised by this, but we don't grade players based on round, saying this is a first-round pick, this is a second-round pick. We grade based on how we think they're going to perform. So, you know, we put the players in basically an elite category, a Pro Bowl category, but then a starter category. And that starter category really has different levels. It's an immediate starter. It's a second-year starter. It's a third-year starter. Well, a third-year starter might be a third-round draft pick. And so that's not a guy that we expect to get a lot out of the first year. We understand that most of these guys are not ready to contribute and play right away. There's a huge talent difference between college football and the NFL. So most of these guys are not Jonathan Ogden. Most of these guys, it's going to take them a year, 2 years before they're really, really ready to step in and be instant performers. You're going to have your exceptions. You're going to have your high draft picks. You're going to have your Mosleys who can come in and play right away and play very, very well right away. Most of our guys, it takes them a year or two. You know, the Ricky Wagners, the Brandon Williamses, those guys didn't play much as rookies. They didn't dress in some cases as rookies. It really takes them one full solid year to get their ground, their feet underneath them, get their feet on the ground, and be productive players.
How rare is a Justin Forsett in this world of the NFL?
Well, it's a great story. You know,
wonderful story.
I just think that Justin's one of these guys that was hungry for his chance. He's a talented player. Didn't get a lot of great opportunities in different cities. I think he's a pro. He's got a great work ethic and just demeanor about him. He's smart. He's tough. He's durable. And he's a godsend for this team.
Yeah, there's no question about that. Speaking of running backs, a couple of intriguing guys that could be there in the first round in Melvin and Gurley. We understand that the position's been devalued, it seems, in the first round, just looking at the picks that have been there the last few years, and then the last one being Trent Richardson, which has not gone well for him in his career. How do you weigh this out about the need for a running back, what the production could be, and how the position as a whole doesn't seem to hold the same weight it did 5, 10, 15, 20 years ago?
Well, there's no question in looking at the draft that certain positions get devalued every single year. I mean, you're not going to see a lot of running backs and tight ends and guards and safeties drafted very high just because everybody seems to focus their resources on quarterback and tackle and corner and wideout. And saying that, our job as scouts and as coaches is to just simply rank the players from first to worst. And we try to do that as objectively as we can, regardless of position. And, you know, the challenge is really to do that, to assess the ability and the personality, and then, you know, look at your team, look at your team needs. I mean, people think that, you know, we don't draft based off team need. And actually, it's a combination or a blending of team need and best available players. So we will, you know, draft players at any position. Obviously, you know, we're not going to draft a quarterback in the first round this year because we think we've got a great quarterback in Joe Flacco. But we'll consider all players. If we think a running back is better than a receiver or a tackle or a center or a guard or a linebacker, we're going to draft a running back. It makes no difference to us. We're going to draft the best player to help our team win football games.
Speaking of quarterback, Winston v. Mariota, where do you fall on this right now from an outside observer? Neither will be wearing purple next year, but just from my curiosity standpoint.
Well, we think both guys are fine players. Both guys are very talented, different skill sets. I think it depends a little bit on what type of offense you're going to run. If you're in a passing, you know, predominantly passing, drop back passing offense, you know, I would say that, you know, either guy could do it, but I think the guy at Florida State's probably got a better arm. If you're going to be a team that's going to, you know, play on the, have a quarterback that moves around a little bit, a running attack. I think the guy at Oregon's probably a better athlete and can do some different things for you that way. But I think both guys can do different things for you. It just depends. You know, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. Fortunately, we're not in position this year to have to really make a decision based off either guy. Both guys are talented. Both guys, I think, are very smart, different skill sets. And it's going to be up to the drafting team to really make that decision.
Two more things here with Ravens assistant GM Eric DaCosta. One is your ability to predict the Ravens selection in advance. It's legendary in the area how you have that ability to kind of put it in. When do you have to deliver that prediction by?
Well, I don't have to deliver it till next week. I'm still not there yet. This is a tough year this year. There's a lot of variables. Some years I'm like 100% no. Like last year I knew we were going to get Mosley. This year,
really?
This year I got it down to three guys, but I'm not there yet. You know, there's some variables. There's a couple issues this year that are causing me some concern as far as predicting 100%. I like the players. I mean, I think we're going to get a good player. I don't doubt that. But as far as saying, oh, it's going to be this guy, I'm not ready to put the card in the envelope yet.
What is your overall percentage over the years?
I think I'm probably, 10 out of 12.
That's not bad.
And one year was a year that we traded up to get Michael Orr. Because I think we all thought that he'd be a top 10 pick. So as he started to drop, we traded up to get him. But I had another card. I had another name that year. And then the other year was...
trade him for Flacco?
Nah, the other year was when we traded out of the first and took Sergio. I didn't have that. I had somebody else.
Interesting. And final thing coming up on Sunday... it will be at Trudeau Park, the annual SPCA fun walk. I'll be there, and I'll be a judge for the Dog Talent Show, which is not to be missed. But it's a great day, and it's a cause I know you're deeply committed to, and we're big sponsors of. So,
yeah, it's going to be awesome. I'm on the board. I'm vice president of the board of the Maryland SPCA, and we do the March for the Animals. It's a huge event. It's our biggest fundraiser of the year. We're not affiliated with the ASPCA. We don't get any government money. All of our money is really privately donated. By people and by corporations. And so I'll be there with Mike Campanaro. I think it's going to be a really, really fun day. We got some nice things to do. You'll see amazing dogs and people walking around. It's a lot of fun. Have different vendors. We'll have, as you alluded to, the pet costume contest and the pet tricks contest. Vendors, good food, food trucks, things like that. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's really a great day, and the weather's supposed to be nice on Sunday, and a great opportunity for everyone to come out and meet my dog Churchill and maybe see Eric DaCosta and Michael Campanaro. Eric, best of luck. Get some rest, and we'll see you on Sunday.
Thank you, Brett.
That is Eric DaCosta, the Ravens assistant general manager. Joe Ortiz will join us coming up next here on WBAL News Radio 1090.